Hi, welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, episode 17. I'm Janice Cunning.
And I'm David Langeuille.
And we're going to talk about today the idea of leading a more integrated life.
Yeah, it's a stand we take, Janice, for ourselves and for our coaching clients, for sure. So I know you have something coming up on the horizon for you in terms of like vacation. So why don't you share just a little bit of that, and then I'll share a little bit about what's coming up for me, and then we can talk about something we call the Wheel of Life. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah. We both kind of have. We just noticed we kind of have some like interesting personal things coming up in the next few weeks. So I am heading off to England with my husband for a couple of weeks, and that's where he grew up. So we're going, you know, sort of going back to his homeland, and we'll be seeing his brother and his uncle and staying with a friend of mine. But probably like the most interesting piece for me is that I have two cousins who live in England who are almost, you know, the same age as me, and yet we've never met. So I'm actually spend a weekend where they live and get to know them, which feels, you know, at 48 years old, quite like a fun thing to suddenly meet family that you didn't know didn't know very well.
So, yeah, great. So I'm hearing, you know, significant other romance. I'm hearing like a change in environment. You're going to England. I'm hearing family and friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Fun and recreation, which is
fun and recreation, of course. I forgot about that one too.
Yeah, and one of the things actually we're committed to doing, because we go to England quite often, but we often are running around visiting family, but we're going to go to Stonehenge, which is something that we've always wanted to see and have not yet made it to see yet. So that I think is going to be a very impactful experience for us.
Nice.
Yeah. And what about you? You're heading off tomorrow. Yep.
Tomorrow, I'm heading off to Vegas to compete in the Masters World Championships of Jiu-Jitsu. And so it's actually something that I've been looking forward to for a year. And as you know, I engage in this sport to honor, you know, one of the parts of my life I call health and fitness. And also, you know, it's fun and recreation involved with that too. It also has to do with friendship for me. I call it fellowship, so the guys that I, you know, practice with and train with are, you know, all good friends, and, you know, it's a really nice fellowship.
And one thing, course, you know, you pointed out to me is, you know, you have a lovely wife and two daughters, and they have two women business partners. So it's kind of nice for you to have a group of guys.
It is actually. I can get in touch with my testosterone. Yes, definitely. So that's good. That's good too. And of course, this is the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, and most of you listening are probably thinking, why are they talking about all this stuff that they're doing outside of work, and why am I listening to this? Why don't you share a little bit about why we think this is important?
Yeah, so one of the tools that we use with our coaching clients, you know, and use for ourselves, is what's called the Wheel of Life. And the idea is that it has you sort of look at these different areas of your life. So I'll just quickly go through them. So there's career, there's family and friends, there's your significant other, there's fun and recreation, then there's health, money, personal growth, and your physical environment. And the idea is to like give you a chance to kind of for yourself, right? Like how fulfilled or satisfied am I with these different areas of my life?
Right. And, you know, you can create this wheel for yourself. You can add other wedges. Like, I know for me, like in the center of the wheel, I like to put spirituality in the center of my own wheel. And then I create an annual vision board using the wheel. Mm-hmm. And I put like pictures in each wedge to remind me, of what I'm focused on. And did you say money, Janice? That's one of them too, right?
Yeah, money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Money. So yeah. Mostly we tend to, in the professional realm, we tend to focus on career, work, money, and ignore the other wedges and the how they're interrelated, I guess, mm-hmm. is what I want to say. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, it's not about what you have or don't have. It's more like, how are you feeling about it? And I always say to people, like, if, you know, you do, like, we have people put a number from 1 to 10, but the numbers aren't really important. It's more like, how balanced is it? You know, so if you actually think about it as a wheel, it's like, it's quite clunky if career's getting a 9 and your, let's say, health is getting a 2, you know,
right.
It's an imbalance in your life.
Right. Yeah. 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 And I like that word balance. And yeah, there are some times where you're just, yes, you are just focused on one of these areas or another. And I like to, with clients, talk about how are they integrating these different aspects of their life. So for me, for example, like the whole jiu-jitsu thing is very much also about personal growth. Like, it's super challenging for me right now to be doing this at this age. And it is having an impact on all other areas. It costs me time and money to be involved with this. But I am noticing also, like, that what shows up there is often helps me deal with what shows up in work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about for you? How, like, when you talk about going on vacation, how does the integration work for you?
Yeah, I think for me, it's interesting. My own coach, Sally, often reminds me that when I go on vacation, sort of there's this magical way that some new opportunity always comes in. Like, I really believe, like, when I kind of create space, then, like, things show up that are supposed to, you know, show up for me. Mm. And I also feel like, you know, for me, I'm a coach, but for a lot of people, like, if you're in a leadership role and you're managing people, like, there's an energy that you need to be able to give to those relationships. And then, you know, just sort of disconnecting and taking time and you know, nurturing your own personal relationships, or if you like to travel by yourself, spending time by yourself allows me, and I think other people, to kind of be able to come back and really give what they want to give to other people.
Yeah. I love what you just said about folks in the audience, for folks in the audience who are leading teams, you know, they're maybe managing, you know, if you're 90%+ focus on work, think about the impact, you know, you're going to be, like, other people may not be that way on the team. You know, they might have parents that they're caring for, or they might have children that they're caring for, or they may need time to go to England and be with family and friends and be with their spouse, right? So it's just because you're a workaholic doesn't mean that everyone else is going to be one too. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, I mean, so much research about, like, sleep and, you know, going out for that walk every day and, you know, making sure you take time to eat well. Like, it really gives you the energy you need as a leader to be able to in a way, you know. And I have, sometimes people will say to me, it's also like, just like, they want to show up as their best self, like, positive, inspiring, you know, able to, like, deal with the sort of crises that come to them. And, you know, and when you're really not sleeping or not taking care of yourself or exercising or eating well, it can be overwhelming to deal with.
Yeah. Well, I like that you're bringing that up. So health is one of those wedges. And I believe that it really is foundational. If you're not in good health, not much else in your life works. Mm-hmm. So I love what you're saying about sleep. And that there's really three, we talk about this in my family, you know, we talk about sort of like the three-legged stool of there's sleep, getting enough sleep. That typically means, and I know it's just going to, like, rattle the audience, like, for almost everybody now, that's a 7 to 8 hours a night, guys. You got to get it. there's just so much research on it now. And people think like, oh, I can get by on 4, I can get by on 6. It's just not true. That's just a bunch of baloney. Anyway, so sleep and exercise and diet. Those are the three things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I think let's give people something to try. Like I think career, you know, and money and like even probably personal growth, because, you know, if you're a leader, you might be doing a better job of paying attention to. So we'll give you the other ones and think about, as I'm reading them out to you, like, which is one that really stands out to you as needing more attention. So there's family and friends, your significant other, fun and recreation, your health, and your physical environment.
Yeah. And the physical environment can mean your office, can mean your home. So the invitation is for you to pick one of those and see where you're not integrating it as well as you might. And feel free to reach out to us if you want to talk about it.
Yeah. So we'll invite you to go put it into practice.
All right. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.